Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. I'm blown away over the response I have gotten to my first story. And in spite of the mistakes I made, you have given me all kinds of confidence with your comments and your emails. I've really enjoyed receiving your emails and reading them, and I hope I haven't forgotten to write anyone back who left an email address. Please continue to write and send your suggestions for future stories for me. I'm keeping a list, and so I've heard some really good suggestions. Now, for today, those of you who know me on the Literotica forums know that while I love all you handsome, sexy guys out there, I have a special place in my heart for the ladies. So, this story is dedicated to all the girls I've loved before. Now, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. You and I meet at a party. We happen to have a mutual friend who's throwing a party at their very large house. And at first, you don't notice me. There are many, many guys in the room who have been looking at you as you sit on your couch with your friends. You have three girlfriends with you, and they have been monopolizing your attention all evening. You sat there, and I believe I saw a couple of guys come up and offer you a drink or offer to dance with you, and you have turned each of them down, preferring instead to sit on the couch and giggle and talk with your girlfriends. But because of all the male attention you've gotten so far this evening, you have not noticed the fact that I have been watching you from across the room. I don't think you expect a woman to be watching you. So, I have been able to get away with checking you out. And I haven't gotten caught. So, as I stand across the room, I'm looking at your outfit, your sexy little bustier, and the tops of your breasts put up there so nicely from the bustier, and you're wearing a nice pair of jeans, and they are clinging to your curves very nicely. And you have pretty, pretty hair, long hair, and a pair of beautiful eyes that I can tell are beautiful even from across the room. And I am watching you cross and uncross your legs, and I am taken aback by those beautiful legs. So, I take the drink I've been holding for a while, the melted cocktail, take a slug of it. I wasn't enjoying it anyway. Maybe just needed an ounce or two more confidence. So I tip it back, drain it, put it down on the table, and I slowly start walking across the room to you. And again, I'm a girl, so you're not noticing that there is a woman walking towards you. You're busy with your girlfriends. And when I stand in front of you and I say, hello, you look surprised for a moment. A look of momentary confusion crosses your face. And then you smile, and it is a beautiful smile. And you say, well, hello. I say, I hope you don't mind, but I was over there and I noticed something. I noticed that you have been tapping your foot to the music, often when there was a good song on. And you kind of shrug your shoulders and say, well, I'm sure I was. I like music. I said, well, see, that tells me something. That tells me that you are perhaps interested in dancing. And one of your girlfriends looks up and kind of smiles. And you smile back at her, and then you look at me and say, "Well, I didn't bring anybody to dance with." And I say, "Well, that's the point of me walking over here. I would like you to dance with me." You look surprised, and I can tell you are about to turn me down. So I lean a little closer to you, and I say, "I know that it's different for a woman to ask another woman to dance, but I would be so appreciative if you would dance one dance with me." And I reach out my hand, and you put your hand in mine, but you're still hesitating. So I gently kiss the back of your hand and say, "In this room full of people, don't worry, baby. Nobody's watching. It's just me and you." And slowly, you get up off the couch. I lead you to the dance floor, which is the dining room, with a nice hardwood floor and the tables moved. And there are a couple of people dancing. And I lead you over to the dance floor, and we stand a bit awkwardly next to it, next to where the hardwood starts, and wait for the next song. And luckily, the next song is a very good one. It is one of those songs that makes you want to shake your hips, put your arms up above your head, close your eyes, and just feel your body move. So I lead you out onto the dance floor, and I stand in front of you. And the first thing that I notice is that you are quite a bit taller than I am. So I stretch up and whisper in your ear, "Why don't you kick your shoes off? Put them over there. I think you'll enjoy this better." And you do as I ask you to do, and you come back to the dance floor barefoot. And we're closer to the same height. And the music is pumping, and we feel the beat going through our bodies. And I put my hand on your hip, and I start moving my hips, and you move yours to match mine, and you place a hand on my shoulder, and we dance, matching the rhythm, enjoying the movement, watching each other's bodies, and we dance, and I see a little sparkle in your eye. And I know that you're enjoying the dance as well. And your hips are moving, and your legs are moving, and there's a hint of a smile on your lips. And you look amazing. I take my other hand and put it on your other hip, and I feel you move. And you're enjoying the music, and I'm enjoying you enjoying the music. And you turn around, put your back to me, and back up a little bit, and wiggle that beautiful ass. And I step forward, and I put my hips up against your butt, and we go down together, moving down towards the floor, bending our knees slowly, moving our hips in time to the rhythm. I put my hands back on your hips and guide you down. Oh yeah. You know how to dance. And then back up we come, and you turn around, and you have the most mischievous grin on your face. And I know that in spite of your hesitation to dance with me, You know exactly why I asked you out here to the dance floor. You put both of your hands on my shoulders, and I've got both of my hands back on your hips, and we dance, and our bodies grow closer, and I can feel your breasts brushing up against mine, and your lips are parted, and I want so badly to kiss you, but not yet. And then the song ends. And you throw your head back and you smile and kind of laugh a little bit. And I say, isn't that better than watching from the couch? And you kind of laugh and say it was. I say, after a dance like that, I think you need a drink. Why don't I get us both a drink? And then we can sit and talk for a little while. You smile and say that would be fine. So I hurry over to the bar and get us each a cocktail. And I walk back over to you and I say, it's always best to have conversation where you can hear. Why don't we find some place a little less crowded? So we walk down the hall, and I open a door to the den. And there are bookcases and leather couches, and there's a big desk in the room. And I'm sure that in other rooms there are people already, but the den is empty. So I gesture for you to come inside, and then I hand you your drink. And I sit down on one of the leather couches, and I cross my legs, and I look at you, and you sit down too. And you take a sip of your drink, and you still have just a mischievous sparkle in your eye that is so enticing. And we talk, and I find out that you have a boyfriend. And I ask you, do you have a girlfriend? And you kind of giggle shyly and say, no, you've never had a girlfriend. And I say, what a shame. I've always found the differences to be a lot of fun. So, are you telling me you've never kissed a girl before? And again, you giggle kind of shyly and say, oh, you've kissed a girl. Once. Back in high school. Just to see what it was like. And I ask you, did you like it? And you kind of shrug your shoulders and take a sip of your drink, and you little minx, you don't answer me. And I know you did it on purpose. So I set my drink down, and I slide closer to you, and I take your drink out of your hand, and I lean forward and say, you kissed a girl before. Now you're going to kiss a woman, and you could tell me about the difference. I lean forward, and I put my arm on the back of the couch, and I press my lips onto yours. And those lips are just as warm and soft as they looked. And I taste your drink on your lips. And I put my tongue on your bottom lip, and your lips part, and soon our tongues are dancing in each other's mouths, and I feel your hand go around to my back, and I feel you press your lips up into mine, And slowly I break the kiss and look into your eyes. And I ask you, now tell me again, did you like it? You don't answer me, but your lips are open. You're looking up at me, and the surprised look is now replaced by a different look. A more lusty, longing look. And you shake your head yes. So, I kiss you again. And I trail kisses down your jaw, down to your neck. And I use my teeth and I nip at the soft skin on the side of your neck. And then back up to your lips. And then to your ear. Those soft earlobes. I touch them with my tongue and pull them between my lips and I suck softly. I slide my hand down to the top of your bustier and trail my fingers over those beautiful, creamy white mounds. And they are soft and warm. And I can feel your heart beat a little faster. I reach around behind you and unzip your bustier and move it to the couch. And there you are, topless, gorgeous, beautiful. Delicious. Oh. I lean forward and I rub your left nipple with my thumb and I feel it get harder. I lower my lips and I take your nipple in between them. And I twirl my tongue around your nipple and then suck it into my mouth. And I feel the hand that you have on my back grip my shirt. And a sexy, soft little sigh comes out of your mouth. I trail kisses from your left breast over to your right. And I kiss you. And it is yet another beautiful breast. And your nipples are a peach brown, beautiful color, and they harden so nicely in my mouth or against my hand. I enjoy your breasts for a few more moments, and then I stand up and off of the couch and reach my hands out to you and pull you up into a standing position. And I have got to see that sexy little ass that you ground against me on the dance floor. So I turn you around and reach in front of you and undo the button on your jeans and slide the zipper down. While I'm doing that, I trail kisses across your back. And then I move, bending my knees, so that I can place a kiss on the very lowest part of your back. And I press my lips there, and then I slowly run my tongue up your spine, standing up. Back to your shoulders. I kiss the back of your neck. I nibble down one shoulder and then nibble down the other. In the meantime, I slide my hands into the waistband of your jeans, which are now loosened. and I start to push them down. And underneath the jeans are a cute, lacy pair of red boy shorts. And they frame that gorgeous ass so nicely. I just have to bend down and kiss you right below where those boy shorts hit your cheeks. Oh, that is a beautiful, round ass. Perfect for kissing. And you stand there, and I feel you tremble just a little bit. I turn you around, and you start unbuttoning my shirt. And I stand there kissing you and letting you undo the buttons. And you slide the shirt down off my shoulders. And then you take your fingertips and you run them along the top of my bra. Oh, I love that. You're teasing me. I can tell you're shy. And I can tell you're a little on the inexperienced side. But you do not lack imagination. I kiss you harder and pull your lips closer into mine with a hand on the back of your head. And I feel that beautiful hair thread around my fingers. And I have one hand back on one of those luscious ass cheeks. And I give you a little squeeze. I kiss you. And then I feel you reach around me and undo my bra. And that is so sexy. And I let you take my bra off. And you put one hand on my breast. And you put my nipple between your fingers and kind of roll it around a little bit. Oh, I feel my body tense and just, oh, a shiver goes through me. And then you trail kisses down my neck. And you put my nipple in your mouth. Oh, baby. I'm so glad that you and I got to dance. I pick your chin up and kiss you again. And then I take my hands and put them in the waistband of your boy shorts. And I slowly peel them off of those beautiful, sexy legs. And I move down. And I help you step out of them. And you are beautiful, and you smell so good. I move back up and kiss you on your lips again. And I put my hand back on that gorgeous round butt of yours. And then I feel your hands go to my jeans. And you undo the button, and I can't stand it. If you get me naked, this will go faster than I want it to go. So I'm afraid I must stop you right there, because I want you to sit back down on the couch. I take your hands off of my jeans. And I step forward, which kind of backs you up a little bit, and you sit down on the couch a little quickly. I didn't push you. I didn't have to. I'm glad. And I put your hands on either side of you, and I say, I want you to leave these here, if you can, and I want you to just relax, because I want to kiss you. And you smile and lean forward with your lips, and instead of taking your mouth, I move down, and I push your legs apart. And I see that beautiful, wet, glistening pussy. Oh. Waiting for me. And I move forward and I press my lips to the top of your slit. And you jump, your body moves, twitches against my mouth, and I put my tongue out and taste you, and you taste so good, and so warm and wet, and your legs tense, and I move my tongue down. And then back up and down again. And you moan so sexy. And I go back up and I circle your clit with my tongue. And I feel it twitch and get harder. And I take my hand and I tease your opening with my fingertip, just the edge, rubbing you, while my tongue dances on your clit. Oh, you taste so good and you are getting so much more wet. I slide my finger into your slick pussy. And I keep flicking your clit with my tongue. And you're so excited and you're moaning. And I can't help it. Oh, I moan into your pussy. I add another finger inside you and start moving back and forth, up inside you and sliding them back out and back up, tonguing your clit, and then I put my lips around it and I ever so gently suck on your clit. And I feel your hips buck and your legs shake. And I feel your muscles squeezing my fingers, and I put them in deep, and I feel the wetness coating my fingers, and I feel your clit get even harder, and I hear your fingernails scratch along the leather couch. And then finally I feel your hand on the back of my head. Oh, I knew you couldn't keep your hand still. And you press my face further into your pussy, and I lick you for all I'm worth. I want to take you over that edge. I want to feel you come. Come on, baby, I know you're close. That's right, feel that tongue on your clit. Feel those fingers in your pussy. Squeeze me. Breathe. Moan. I'm going to hear you call my name. I want to hear you call my name. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah, baby. Moan. Yeah. Oh, ride my tongue. Oh, grind down on my face, baby. Squeeze my fingers. That's it. Work it all out on me. I can take it, and I can give you more. Oh, so sweet. Juice is coating my face. Oh. And you start to come back down, and you're trembling, and your breathing is fast. past, and you're still moaning a little bit. And I take my fingers out of your pussy, and I take my tongue off your clit, and I press a little kiss on the top of your mound. Just a little good job kiss on that sweet pussy. And then I move back up to you, and your lip is swollen from where you've bitten into it a little bit. And I nuzzle your lip, and I kiss it, and I know you can taste your own juices on my face. And you reach your hands around to my face, and grab my head and pull me closer for a kiss. And I tell you, baby, you are an exquisite creature. But there's one more thing I just gotta have. And I stand you up, and you're shaking, and you kind of smile, that tired smile. And I ask you to turn around, and I want you to kneel on the couch. I want you to put your arms on the elbows on the back of the couch, with your knees on the seat, and just lean forward, and I want to kiss you again. And I take my hand and I run my fingertips down your back and over that sexy little ass. I rub my hand in a circle on your ass cheek and then let my fingers fall in between. And I feel your puckered little asshole. And it's damp from where you've just come all over yourself and me too. And I bend forward and I flick my tongue on your ass. And you jump. And I know it feels strange to you, but I just had to kiss you everywhere. And I put my tongue, the tip of my tongue on the edge and rub it around that pretty little ass. Dip my tongue in just a little bit. And you moan. And I put those two fingers back inside your pussy. And while I lick your ass and finger you, I feel you start backing up to me. Oh, the second one never takes long, does it, baby? Yes. I move another finger, my other hand, to your clit. And I rub your clit with my finger. And I finger your pussy with my other hand and still lick your ass. And you're backing up and you're riding my hands and my face. And your head is moving from side to side and your hair has gotten all messy and in your face. And you're moaning louder and louder. That's it. You gotta give me one more. I just want one more. Come on, baby. That's right. Oh, feel those juices coat my hand. You are so wet and so hot, and you are turning me on so much. And I move down, and I lick the opening to your pussy. And I'm tasting your juices all over again and lapping you with my tongue and moving my tongue up in between your pussy and your ass and rubbing. And my fingers working your clit, and then... Oh, yeah, you come again, all over my hand, and oh, yeah, and I slowly stop fingering you and stop rubbing your clit, and you stand up really quickly, and I'm surprised. You turn around, and you grab my face, and you plant a big kiss on my lips, and then... You lower my jeans, and you take off my thong, and you say, sit down on the couch, let me show you what I can do. That's not an invitation I need to have issued twice. I sit down and I spread my thighs for you. You move forward and you lick my pussy like you've been doing it all your life. Oh, I feel my toes curl and my fists clench. And I move my hips and bring your mouth and my pussy closer together. You lick my hole and you lick my clit and you lick the lips and move your mouth around and I feel your nose brush up against my clit as you stick your tongue inside my pussy. And I'm so excited I'm not going to be able to let you do this for long. Yeah. Oh, put your tongue back on my clit, baby, please. Don't tease me. Don't make me wait. And you move your hand back towards me, inside me, and I have no idea how many fingers you have inside me, but while you work my clit, I feel my pussy feels so nice and full, and I feel you moving your hand. Don't stop. Come on. Yeah. Move your mouth. Move your hand. Can't. Don't want to stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. I put my hand on the back of your head. That's it. Press forward. Move your my hips against your mouth. I'm gonna come. Oh. That's it. Drink it. Taste it. Oh. Baby. Oh, baby. Pull you up to kiss me, and I taste you, and you taste me, and we taste each other on our lips. And my hands shake as I run them over your shoulders. And I look at you and look into those beautiful eyes, and I just have to say that dance was even better than the first one, and I want you to know that from now on, darling, your dance card's full, and it's my name in every slot. Oh. I appreciate you all going on that little journey of mine. I cannot wait to do that again. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that at least half as much as I did. Please keep those emails coming. And until next time, all you naughty, delicious boys and girls, enjoy. Bye-bye now.